is me.
I am who Christ is.
I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
I am seated where Christ is seated.
I am who Christ is.
Now, when we believe the word of God works in us. It means that the word of God has a working ability. Now, the word works in your spirit. The word works in your soul. And then the word works in your body. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Penetrating even to the dividing asunder of soul, spirit, and body. So the word of God has a surgical power. The church is not supposed to teach sin. We are supposed to teach righteousness because we are the righteousness of God. For all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable unto instruction in righteousness. Not instruction in sin. We don't need to have knowledge about sin. We need to have knowledge about righteousness. Because that is who we are.
Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. Lift up your right hand. Say, the word of God,
the word of God
is God speaking to me.
Is God speaking to me.
I am who Christ is.
I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
I'm seated where Christ is.
Say, I am who Christ is.
I am who Christ is.
I have what Christ has.
I have what Christ has.
I can do what Christ can do.
I can do what Christ can do.
I'm seated where Christ is seated.
I am seated where Christ is.
In heavenly place.
In heavenly place.
Now.
Now.
Shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at someone, tell the person you're welcome to World Changers Conference. Look at two people and tell them you're welcome to World Changers Conference. And tell the person, get ready to be empowered with the knowledge of Christ. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Shall we please be seated? Hoda hashi kavahasi telebe kosaya. Makora hasiya. Last 2 weeks, we talked about Christ being formed in you, or the formation of Christ in the Christian. But before that, you see, Timothy was the son of Paul. And the Bible says that Paul told Timothy one day, says, meditate on these things. Praise God. He said, meditate on these things. He says, give thyself wholly to them. Then he said, so that thy profiting may appear unto all. Hallelujah. So Paul told Timothy one day, he told him about the knowledge of Christ, the message of Christ. Then he told him, meditate on these things. So he showed him what to meditate on. Meditate on these things. Then he said, and give thyself wholly unto them. So that your profiting may appear unto all. In other words, when you meditate on the scriptures, or when you meditate on the word of God, the end results of that meditation has been made known to you. He says that when you meditate on the scriptures, your profiting will appear unto all. Praise God. So, if you give yourself, if you meditate on the word of God and you give yourself wholly to the word of God, then your profiting, which is as a result of your meditation, will appear unto all. So, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. As you give yourself to meditation, as you give yourself wholly to the word of God, your profiting may appear unto all. In other words, the word of God works in us unto profiting. Or the purpose of the working, the operation of the word of God in your life is for the profiting of the word of God in your life. The word produces profit. Tell somebody, the word produces profit.
The word produces
profit. Say, the word of God produces profit.
The word of God produces profit.
And that profit is as a result of the word that you meditate on. Are you listening? So when you meditate on the knowledge of Christ concerning your health, then there is a profiting of health to you. And it says that profiting will appear unto all. It is your own profiting. In other words, you are meditating on the scriptures for your own benefit. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is for your own benefit. See, I always said, don't wait to find yourself in a situation and then look for a man of God. receive knowledge so that you don't fall in that situation. So to wait to fall into a situation and look for a man of God and to receive so much knowledge that the situation just comes and goes without you praying, which one do you prefer? The kind of life that God has given to us is not a life where we are chasing one solution after the other. The kind of life that God has given to us is not a life. It's a higher kind of life. It's a supernatural kind of life. It is not the kind of life where you are waiting to be sick, then you go and look for a man of God to be healed. No. It's a kind of life where you are preventing sickness. Praise God. And that is why Paul is telling Timothy that when you meditate on these things, and you give yourself wholly to the word of God, your profiting will appear. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Shout hallelujah. So that we won't come and meet you where you are stranded, where you are frustrated. Praise God. Rather, we'll come and meet you in control. See, I always say, let me tell you, look at someone, tell the person, you are not who you are who you are in Christ Jesus. Last week I said that when you receive Christ or Christ comes to dwell inside of you, it doesn't end there. According to Paul, Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, he says that, my little children, of whom I travail in birth, until Christ be formed in you. The people he was talking to were already born again. They had Christ in them. They had received Christ. But then he was saying that he was going to travel in birth, or he was traveling in birth, until Christ be formed in them. I said that when we say Christ is formed in you, it means that you have received so much knowledge of Christ in your spirit. And because of that, you are shining. You have received so much light into your spirit. Christ is in your spirit. The knowledge of Christ. Shout amen.
Amen.
In your spirit, the knowledge. When you receive so much knowledge into your spirit, then you can display Christ. Hallelujah. You can display Christ. So last week I was talking about this thing. That so that you can display Christ. You see, why he said that I travel in birth until Christ be formed in you. Those people had Christ. But at a point in time, they were going to observe the law. See, the law of Moses. They had received Christ. They were born again. At the point in time, they go and observe the law. At the point in time, they get confused. Then they are observing the moon. They are observing all kinds of things. Then Paul heard about it. And then Paul wrote the letter to them and said, no, you have received Christ. Let Christ form you. Praise God. So that you are not today sick, tomorrow healed. No. You are the health looking for somebody to heal. Praise God. See, allow the word of God to work in you. Look at someone, tell the person, allow the word of God to work in you. Last time I was saying it here that you can say, oh, I have a job. The next day you are kicked out. Why? Because even though you are employed, it is not your job. You understand? But then, you can receive so much of the word of God and have control in that workplace. Shout hallelujah. So, you have received Christ. We talked about Christ. Christ is in you. You are in Christ. Let Christ form you. Let your spirit lay hold of so much of the knowledge of Christ. Let your spirit lay hold of so much of the knowledge of Christ. Let your spirit lay hold of so much of the knowledge of Christ. Shout hallelujah. Now, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Open to 1 Corinthians quickly. You know the scripture says in Psalm chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of his God, or his delight is in the word of God. Your delight. And then he says, and he meditates on the word of God day and night. He meditates. You see, such person meditates on the word of God day and night. He says, such a person shall be as a tree, or shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. In other words, he has already told you the end of such a person's life. So that it doesn't matter what you see the person go through. The end of that, whatever he's going through, is assured. He says that person shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which beareth fruit in its season. Shout hallelujah. So he says that when you meditate on the word of God day and night, this is the result. As to whether you will do it or not, it's up to you. But then if you want your life to be a life of unending glory, you want your life to be a life of absolute control, you want your life to be a life where you determine what happens in your life. Not anything can just happen, no. And that is why the devil has seen the ignorance of the church and is messing people up in the church. Hallelujah. Your profiting will appear unto all. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 2 or verse 2, Paul said something. He said, I determined to know nothing else. He said, I determined to know nothing else. Oh, Shamoko Lebahasai. Shout hallelujah. Except Jesus and him crucified. I determined to know. See, not that he didn't know a lot of things. He knew a lot of things. Paul had gone through a lot of persecutions. He knew what was ahead of him. He had been beaten. He had been imprisoned. Praise God. He said in Galatians chapter 1 that as a Pharisee, he was excellent. Galatians chapter 1. Paul said that he was excellent as a Pharisee. He excelled above all his friends. In other words, he was so intelligent that among his friends, as a Pharisee, he was on top. Praise God. But in Corinthians, he tells the people of Corinthians, he says, I determined not to know anything else. I determined not to know anything else. I determined not to know anything else except Jesus and him crucified. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he determined, he decided not to know. The word know means that not to be aware of anything else except Jesus and his crucifixion. So that the only thing he was aware of was Jesus Christ, was the knowledge of Christ, was the knowledge of the crucifixion of Christ. When he talks about the crucifixion, he talks about his death and his resurrection. Praise God. So he determined not to know anything. He determined not to be aware. Not that things were not happening around him. But he determined not to consider the things that were happening around him. He determined to be ruled by the knowledge of Christ. He determined. No wonder his life was a life of miracles. Paul's life was a life of the supernatural. He fought so much of the fight of faith and he said that, I have fought the good fight of faith. When a man is about to sleep and he says, I fought the good fight of faith. Not when you just wake up, they said your boss is gone. Praise God. See, God has brought us to a particular realm. Until we take advantage of that realm, we wouldn't be able to maximize our destiny. See, the extent to the knowledge of Christ you have will determine how much you can maximize your destiny. Shout amen. So, he says that I determined not to know anything else apart from Christ Jesus. To know Christ Jesus. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to know his crucifixion. That's what I determined to do. So, he wasn't aware of the things that were, not that he didn't know, but he determined not to be aware.
Oh, Jesus.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He determined not to be aware of the economies of the world. It was a determination. When you read that, you see, have you seen a drunk man before? Somebody who is fully drunk. If you have seen a drunk man before who is fully drunk, how does a person live? Or how does a person walk? you will see that what he has taken in is controlling him. A person who is drunk is ruled by the alcohol. Hallelujah. When such a person is walking on the street, there are a lot of things happening around him. Is he aware of the things happening around him? He feels he's walking on the sea. So sometimes you go and see some of them in the gutter. Why? He's not aware, even though he's aware. Even though he's walking on the streets, he's not aware of what is happening around him. See, when you get the word of God, that is what you become. You get drunk with God's word in your spirit. You are ruled by God's word. Say, I am ruled by God's word. Say, I am ruled by God's word. So that the word of God gets you drunk. Shout hallelujah. And then you are ruled by the word of God. You are ruled by the knowledge of soul. Paul was saying that he had so much received. He was the one who said, I count all these things but dung. He says, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. He says, I count all these things but dung for the excellency. So he wanted so much of the knowledge of Christ. He counted everything useless. Now he was saying that he determined not to be aware of anything. Then he says, my preaching and my teaching was in the demonstration of the spirit and power. Shout hallelujah. So when you determine to receive so much of the knowledge of Christ into your spirit, when you determine to live your life from your spirit in Christ Jesus, I am not aware of anything. I'm aware of the knowledge of Christ in my spirit. Christ Jesus and Him crucified. He had come to understand that Christ was in Him. He had come to understand that Christ is the fullness of all things in Him. He had come to understand that He's the resurrected species of Christ. He had come to understand. He had come to a particular realm of understanding. That he was not aware of circumstances and situations. He was only aware of how to control them. The knowledge of Christ makes you dominate things. The knowledge of Christ makes you dominate things. I determined not to know anything else except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I determined not to know anything else except Jesus. One particular thing. Except Jesus and Him crucified. Shout hallelujah. It's powerful. It's powerful. So, you see, hallelujah. I've said it here before. See, for instance, we say that in some of our teachings, we say that God looks at what Christ has. In some of the jingles that we send, God looks at what Christ has to determine or to define what you have. See, you can't hear such a statement and go and sit down and then sleep. No. We say that when you are born again, you are a person who resurrected with Christ. You are after the resurrection of Christ. We say you are a different kind of person when you are born again. We say you are superior to sicknesses. You are superior to things, to demons. The demon that attacks your mother doesn't attack you. Shout amen. Amen. We say you're superior. We say you're superior to demons. You're superior to circumstances. So, you don't hear such a thing, or you don't listen to such a message, or you don't write those things down. Then you go and sleep. No. You listen to them. Shout hallelujah. You listen to them. You tell yourself you are superior. You are not superior because you went to school anywhere. You are superior because you are in Christ Jesus. You are defining your life according to Christ. Why is it important? Because the Christ Jesus you are defining your life according to is superior in all things. You want your life to be a life of unending glory, of triumph, just like Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Shandala Bakasaya. Are you following me? So you listen to such a message. I'm superior. You tell yourself I'm superior. You are getting your mind renewed. You are getting your spirit to receive more light. That you are superior because you were raised from the dead with Christ. You talk to yourself, I'm superior. You can't be disappointed. I can't be disappointed. We say you are superior to circumstances and situations. What do? You say, I'm superior to this situation. Maybe you are going to a particular situation. Say, I'm superior to this situation. I'm superior to this financial issue. I'm superior to this thing. You keep telling yourself. You come to a particular awareness. Why you don't know why that situation should still stay. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I used to say that the apostles and all those people were men of action. Amen. So you tell yourself you're superior. You don't just listen and go, no.
Oh, hallelujah.
You read your notes. You open your Bible. You are listening to a message. You've opened your Bible. You begin to meditate on whatever we are saying. What are you doing? You're building the word of God into your spirit. When the word of God comes into your spirit, the Bible says that faith by faith, which you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You can't quench the fiery darts of the enemy if you are just born again and you don't have knowledge. Shout hallelujah. So he says that you're superior. Then you carry that message around your mind. You can't have nightmares with such message. Shout hallelujah. You can't have. Why? You move from that realm where you are always weak to where you are strong. You know what the Bible says? It says that when men shall say there is a casting down, then shall we say there is a lifting up. It's not just a confession. It's an understanding. When I say an understanding, I mean that it's a meaning that you attach to life. Your meaning of life differs. Why? When men say they are cast down, you don't say you are cast down. So when the Holy Ghost hears you saying you are cast down, what do you think he will say? Inside you. Why? Because he has said that when men say they are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. It's not just a confession that you say I'm lifted. No. There's a lifting up. There's a lifting up. No. You come to that particular mentality. That's why I said, where you can't accept any report. You know what the Holy Ghost said to me when I was coming? He said, when you come to that place, that state, where Christ has so much formed you, that you don't think, you just act. You are not thinking about, hey, this is what they said. This is what they said. No. It's not what they said. It's what you say. I've come to a state. That is Christianity is not going. Christianity is not going to church every day, coming back. Going to church every day, holding your Bible, greeting people. Hello, hi, hello, hi. No. One day they'll come and visit you. You'll be lying down dead. Wake up. Look at someone. Tell the person, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Why? Because this is what God's word says. It is when you respond to God's word that it works for you. See, the measure to which God's word works for you is by how much, it's by your response to the word. When you respond, how do you respond? You accept what he says you are. When he says you are like this, you don't say that, no, I don't feel I am like this. You don't have to feel it. I said, you don't have to feel it. One day, Paul looked at the Corinthian church and said, now ye are fooled. He wasn't calling them Corinthian church. No. He said, now ye are fooled. Now ye are rich. He said, now ye have reigned as kings. Shout hallelujah. So he was calling, do you know what he was? He was calling them fools. He said, you are fooled. You are rich. You have reigned as kings. Reigned over what? Over all things. As kings. Do you know what a king does? He was telling the church that they were kings, that they had reigned as kings without him. So he wasn't there, but the church was reigning as kings.
Oh, Jesus.
If the church was reigning as kings those years, how should you be living now? Say, I'm a king in Christ Jesus. Say, I reign as king. Say, I reign as king. Say, I reign as a king. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, so we are not just people going to church saying hi, and then we close. No.
Oh, Shamoko Livahasa.
Zevidi Vaku Shakura Bakasaya. Say, I'm not an ordinary person. Shout it, say, I'm not an ordinary person. Say, I'm a child of God. Say, I'm born of God. I'm not ordinary by birth. So you reach a point where your perspective of life is not after the ordinary. Your perspective of life is not after ordinary. You are looking for super ordinary things to happen. Where all the limits that is in your mind is broken. There are a lot of limits. If I see this man, this man sees me, and this man sees me. If I do this and I do that and I do this. No. Break the limits. Look at that. Break the limits.
Break the limits of your mind.
Look at the person and say, break the limits of your mind.
Break the limits
of your mind. No, you're not saying it. Say, break the limits of your mind.
Break the limits of your mind.
Praise God. So, the limits of your mind is broken. Why? Because your mind has been, it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind has been so much renewed by this knowledge. We are not limited by the economies of this world. We are not limited by the government of this world. We are not limited by the circumstances or situations that comes against us. We are not limited. Why? Because we are in Christ Jesus. Because we are in Christ Jesus.
Oh, gosh. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost for the next 5 minutes. Shandolo boko saya. Kinde lebeko shaki raboko satalahaya. Makondo sikiti faros paya. Meko rikate sita foko shoki rabakata seya. Mikondo safatili makusakate peya. Mekoro. Makatabasaya. Zevedebege. Goroski talaha. Mekorobo saya. Lift up your voice. Malabashatahaya. Rakatapaka sataha. Makoraboloko sataya. Makoroboku sakiti porosaya. Makuraboloboko sakatapa. Mekonde. Vatole basaya. Makoto foroski. Mekorobo koseya. Levere koseya. Makoto foko. Lekiti poro koso. Lekiti poro kosaya. Makorabo kose. Zefete lebeko. Lekiti poro kose. Lekerebe lebese. Makorobo loboseya. Levede lebe kosaya. Makorabo lobosaya. Levere kosakataya. Lekorobo kosataya. Vete lebe kosete. Libura kosekete. Lavoro koto poso. Lekiti poso. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Well. Zopalabakasaya. Shout hallelujah. Say, I'm not an ordinary person. God says you are rich. It doesn't matter how you think. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you see. That's what he calls you. Shout hallelujah. Go to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and your steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Verse 6 says that, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him. Verse 7 says, rooted and built up in him. Verse 7, 6 to 7 is very important. Oh, hallelujah. He says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk ye in him. He says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. As ye have therefore received Christ, walk ye in him. Then he says, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. So, the more of the knowledge of Christ you receive, the more you become rooted in Christ. When we say you are rooted in Christ, it means that you are unshakable. The things that you hear, which are contrary to the word of God or to the knowledge of Christ, doesn't shake you. It means you are rooted. Your foundation in Christ is strong. You are in Christ. But you are rooted in him. You are not saying I'm walking by faith. Tomorrow you say, oh, I can't walk by faith. Let me walk by my senses more. No. Why? You are rooted. The word of God cannot say this and you are doing what is contrary to the word of God. Or you can't hear the knowledge of Christ and hear what is contrary to the knowledge of Christ and go according to what is contrary to the knowledge of Christ. In the midst of all situations, you are rooted. One day, Paul was going to Jerusalem, and there had been prophecy that he was going to die. They had prophesied that he was going to die when he goes to Jerusalem. He was aware. The church was begging him. They said, no, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. You see all these prophecies. He said, none of these things move me. They were crying, holding him, don't go, don't go. He said, no, none of these things move me. Do you know what the Bible says? It says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. When you are rooted in Christ, you cannot be moved about with every wind of doctrine. You cannot be moved about with anything that happens. No. Your life is not contrary. Your life is inconsistent with the knowledge you have. See, when you enter a classroom and the master teacher is teaching 2 plus 2 is 4. That may be the first time the student has heard it. Or one student has heard that, oh, 2 plus 2 is 4. When you add 2, 2 is 4. It is the teacher who taught the student. But when the student hears that 2 plus 2 is 4, the student now holds that 2 plus 2 is 4. Whatever you ask him, 2 plus 2 is what? He will say 2 plus 2 is 4. Where did he get that from? From the teacher.
He doesn't miss what the teacher has said. What he says and knows is in line with what the teacher has told him. When you are rooted, oh Kaya Shaya, when you are rooted in Christ, what you say and think, and the way you act, is not contrary to the word of God. It cannot be contrary to the knowledge of Christ. Paul said, none of these things move me. See, I'm showing you that Christ is in you. But I'm also showing you that you can so much receive the knowledge of Christ. That is why we say Christ has so much formed you. Where your thoughts and actions are spontaneous. They are consistent with the knowledge of Christ, but they are spontaneous. You're not now saying, oh, hello. You see, when I went here, this is what they said. What they said doesn't move you. Come on, come on. Shout hallelujah. So, it says, be rooted in Christ. Be rooted in Christ. Be grounded. Be firm in Christ. Be established. Be stabilized. You see, some people can say, oh, God says that he will bless us with long life. Or he has blessed us with long life. Then, when they fall sick, they'll say, God wants me to go. God is calling me home. God is... God is calling me home. Why? They weren't rooted. In the midst of the sickness, you say, no. Sickness, you have no dominion over me. No, but some will say, oh, I want to go home. I have to go home. Some people say, oh, I'm going to take this thing. I'm going to take this thing. When they go and then they see that what they are... Shout, you see, I always use this as an example. The Bible says when the Israelites' army saw Goliath, they were so afraid. They were prepared to go to war. They met Goliath, they were afraid. Who were they expected to go and fight? But you see, the Bible is telling us that we be rooted. Paul, in the midst of all that happened, he says, oh, hallelujah. So what shall separate me from the love of Christ? Which is in Christ Jesus. Paul. He says, what shall separate me from the love of Christ? He was rooted. He was rooted. He couldn't change his confession. He couldn't change his mind. He couldn't change his action. I'm so tired now. You are not tired. I'm even feeling weak. You are not weak. Shout hallelujah. So it says, be stabilized, be established in the faith. That is when nothing outside the knowledge of Christ moves you. Nothing after Christ, outside Christ, moves you. See, you are in Christ Jesus. Do you know who Christ Jesus is? He said, none of these things move me. Neither count my life dear unto myself. The man had arrived. He was rooted. He was the one who was telling the church that they be rooted in Christ. That they be established in the faith. They are not shaking. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that the one who hears the word of God and doeth them is like a man. The one who hears the word of God and does not do it is like a man who builds his house on the sand. Then he said, the winds came. The storms came. You have not seen storms before. You've not seen challenges before. See, challenges happen everywhere. And challenges happen to every man. That you are born again doesn't mean you have challenges. No. But it says that when the winds came, when they went to see the house, it was no longer there. The winds and the storm had moved the house down. Then there's someone who was built on the word of God, on the rock. And the winds came, and the storms came, and all those things came. When they went, the house was still standing. That is what God is expecting of us. That we be rooted. That we are not moved away by any philosophy or the rudiments of this world. When you continue, it's there. Think verse 8, reading downwards. You are not moved by what? The philosophies of men and the rudiments of this world. No. You are not talking like the world. Did you hear what I said? You are not talking like the world. Do you know what the Bible says? They are of the world. 1 John. It says, therefore speak they of the world. And the world hears them. Then he said, but we are of God. So the world speaks of God. And the world hears them. But we are of God. It says, for ye are of God, little children. You see, it's not just a Bible quotation. When you say, oh, we are of God, little children. No. You have moved beyond quotations and confessions at this realm. This is not the realm for confessions. This is the realm of makeup. You've been made. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are lazy to study the word of God, you always have challenges that you never overcome. I'm telling you. You meet challenges everywhere. If you are lazy about the word of God, you are not privileged. You meet a challenge that nobody can help you out. Why? Because you didn't develop your faith at the time you had the opportunity. That's why people say we went to meetings. When they pray for us, we didn't get healed. One man of God, Father Chris, says, I mean, say, you can get healed in 1 hour and still be sick again. In 1 hour. You can get healed in 1 hour. By the time you go home, you are still sick. In the church, you were healed. You couldn't maintain the healing. What God desires for is not just healing. It's health. By the time you move back, the same spirit of infirmity that was attacking you, that the man of God cast out, has come back, because the spirit of infirmity coming back knows that you can't cast him out. So it's not just looking for one solution here. No. I don't think that people who say that, someone said that I should come and get this thing. It may be a job or something, an offer. When they go, the person has changed his mind. You've not met such people before. What to make the person still not change his mind is what you see. As a result of you knowing who you are. When the Paul was taken captive, they were sailing to Rome. They said there were storms. The storms were so heavy. Paul said that the angel of the Lord told me that these storms, if we do this, the people said no. The Bible says the storms were so heavy. Haven't you read about the Bible? When the Bible said Jesus was walking with the disciples and there was a storm. Jesus in the midst of storm. And he was sleeping. Where did the storm come from? Why would the storm say that, oh, this is Jesus, we don't go there? Why? Because he has spoken to three before. The tree dried up. So what is storm? Oh, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, one day Jesus Christ told Peter, he was walking on water coming. He said, Peter, I'm telling you about when you are rooted. He said, Peter, come. He said, if you are the, Peter said, Jesus Christ, if you are the one, bid me to come. Then Jesus said, come. The Lord said, he started walking on the water. When he saw the storms, he began to sink. He was walking on the water, all right, coming to meet Jesus. But when he saw the storms, all the Jesus he was seeing and the calm that Jesus said changed. His attention came on the storms and left what Jesus had said, and even left the fact that Jesus was walking on the water and was meeting him. He forgot. The storms made him to forget. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening? So, the knowledge of Christ to get you rooted. Is to get what you ask for rooted for you. You ask for this thing, it is coming, they don't change it. They say, this is it. Why? You have already decided it. You have, see, the Bible says Christ is the power of God. It says Christ is the wisdom of God. John the Baptist said, Jesus, this is the lamp of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. This is the lamp of God. John the Baptist was making Jesus the lamp of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And the people went to John to ask, are you the Christ? John, no, I'm not the Christ. There is one who comes after me, who is mightier than I. He was announcing Jesus Christ. One day, John was arrested and put in prison. Whilst John was in prison, he forgot that he was announcing Jesus Christ. You are not rooted. When you are rooted in the knowledge of Christ, nothing shakes you. John told his disciples, say, go and ask Jesus if he is the Messiah, or we should wait for another one. He sent his that's what Paul was saying, that Christ be formed in you. That Christ be formed in you. You don't change your mind. No. Your spirit is bold in the word. Your spirit is holding the word. They say, no, this thing will not end this way. You say, no, it will end that way. They say it will not end this way. You say it will end this way. Why? You know what you are talking about. You know how your life will end. Many of you are here, you don't even know how your life will end. All you know is you are just working, getting money and taking home. That is all. You don't even know how, you see, you don't even know how, you don't even know how your life, you want it to turn, how you want your life to be. You don't know. The only thing you want to is you work, you get money, then, oh Jesus, Jesus. Out, hallelujah. You can be better than what you are, where you are. What God is seeing about your life is bigger. What God is seeing about your life in Christ Jesus is bigger. You didn't hear what I said. I said, what God is seeing about your life in Christ Jesus is bigger. John the Baptist said, go and ask him if he is the Messiah or we should wait for another person. The same person who was announcing the Messiah, because he was imprisoned, had forgotten. Why? He wasn't rooted. Jesus told his disciples, go and tell John what this, what you see and hear. Tell him that the blind see, the lame walk, the dead are raised. And tell him that blessed is the one who is not offended in me. Blessed is the one who is not offended in me. So when he was imprisoned after announcing, he was offended. Oh God, we have saved you, we have saved you, we have saved you. He was offended. A great prophet like me in prison. He was offended. But he says that when you are rooted, you are not by the philosophies of men or the rudiments of this world. You are not controlled by the economies of the world. You are not controlled by what somebody told you, which is not consistent with the word of God. You are rooted and grounded. Shout hallelujah. Say, I cannot be moved. I am in Christ Jesus. Nothing shakes me. My faith is solid in Christ Jesus. Say, I'm being built up in Christ Jesus. See, when you are built up in Christ Jesus, it's like you are building a house. Your spirit receives more knowledge. You are being built up. You are being built up. You are being nurtured. Like a one-year-old child who is growing to 2 years, to 3 years, to four. Your spirit doesn't grow. Your spirit receives more knowledge. When we say your spirit has matured, it means that your spirit has received so much knowledge that his actions are different. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to 2 Corinthians quickly. Second Corinthians chapter 2. If you are blessed now, shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Shout, I'm being blessed.
I'm being blessed.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
Say, I love the word of God.
I love the word of God.
Say, I love the word of God.
I love the word of God.
Shout hallelujah. Second Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. I want someone to read it from the back. From the back. Those at the back. Who's going to shout it out loud?
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Now, hold it there. Robert, you can sit down. Now hold it there. It says, now thanks be unto God, I can finish this teaching and we won't pray, we'll just go home. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm a champion in Christ Jesus.
He
says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes. Do you know what Jesus says? He said, I have overcome the world. Jesus. Now, it says, now thanks be to God. Who does what? Now, thanks be to God. Listen, I'm taking you somewhere. Now, thanks be to God. Who causes us? Who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus? Where are you? You are in Christ Jesus. It says, God. You see, when you read the Bible, I'm talking about God the Father. He's talking about the Father. When you see, like this statement, God, he's talking about the Holy Ghost. That's what it says, unto him that is able to exceed above all that we ask or think, according to his power, he's talking about God, the Holy Ghost. So when he says that, now thanks be to God who causes us, the one who is operating through us is the Holy Ghost. You understand? Where is the Holy Ghost? Then he says, now thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. There's a difference between overcoming and triumph. Someone should open the NIV. See, when he says triumph, it means triumph means a walkover. So he says, thanks be to God who causes us. The word cause there means to enable by empowering. Who causes you to triumph? So you have been called on to triumph. Now thanks be to God who called us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So when you are in Christ Jesus, Christ causes you to triumph. In Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God who causes you to triumph. When it says causes you to triumph, it means that he enables you to triumph by empowering you. Are you listening? He enables you to triumph by energizing you. In other words, he makes his energies and his power available unto you for you to walk over wherever you find yourself. Or for you to have a walkover. Not a struggle with, a walkover. Who wants a life of triumph? You want a life of triumph? We already have the life of triumph. You understand? You say, oh, I want a life of triumph. You want to be triumphant, but when you say you are triumphant, you have walkover. You are going to submit something to your boss. By the time you reach there, it looks like you say, oh, it's done. Go. You are not now trying to. So, how have you? Why did you write this thing? So, because of this. No. No. When Potiphar saw Joseph, he handed everything to his hands. The Bible says, even in prison, Joseph was still ruling over all the prisoners. It's a life of what? Of triumph. So, when it says, like I was saying, storms came to Jesus Christ. What did he do? Was there any struggle? No struggle. Say no struggle. So there is a triumphant life for the Christian. But it says, now thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph. Who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and make it manifest. Are you with your Bible? See, let me tell you this. When Christ forms you, I said something. My attention has just come back to you. See, when Christ forms you, when the knowledge of Christ forms you, you are spontaneous in your action. I said, you are not thinking about what to do. You are not thinking about who to go and see to pray for you. No. You see whatever is happening with another eye. You see whatever is happening with the eye of the Spirit. See, let me give you an example before I go back to the triumph. There's something there.
One day, Mabel and I were going somewhere. That's when we were married. We were going to IPS. The taxi said that he would charge us for some amount of money. Then we said, okay, let's go. When we were about to reach IPS, the taxi driver said, no. He wouldn't charge us that amount of money again. He wants more. Then I said, no. Once you say that this is what you collect, this is what we'll give you. So, he said, okay. When we reach the place, he said, we should take the money. There's no way we'll collect our money again. See, the devil is a liar. See, when he said there's no way he will take the money again, then I got down. We got down. Then the man said that he won't collect the money. He was going to his idol. That when he goes to the idol, he will get the money back. Listen, when he said that, I didn't have to think. I didn't have to. If he had said that he would then take me to police station, it wouldn't have pained me. You know what he said? He said, I'm going to the idol. I'll go and collect it. I didn't talk again. I said, let's go. Then he said, hey, you are going. I said, yeah. When you go to your idol, tell him that Prince took the money. I said, when you get to the idol, say Prince. You don't know my name. It's Prince. Say Prince. The money. You want to collect my money from an idol? Then you are in trouble. So some people came around. About four guys came around. They said, what was it? I said, the guy says that he will charge us this. We said we will give it to him. He said, no, he will not collect it from us again. He's going to collect it from his idol. When we said that, when we told the people, then the guy said that, oh, I didn't see any issue. We should give him the money. Then he said, no, he won't take it. Then I said, if that's the case, let's all go home. If tomorrow he's able to come here to show himself, I'll burn my Bible here. When I said that, the man was shaking. First of all, he was shaking. He said, you don't worry, don't worry. You bring the money, don't worry. I think that where he was coming from is used to those. I said, no. To say you are coming to take my money from native doctor. It's an insult to the Christian. It's an insult. That's what I'm telling you. Some of you say, hey, no, please, please, please. Because he mentioned idol. You are in Christ Jesus. Now you are afraid of idols. What then will you, what then, what, even a small demon will just say, oh, you're afraid of this idol. And come and attack you with something. Something silly, and then you don't know what to do. But you see, we have been called into Christ. See, when the word of God comes into you, see, one of the first remarkable things that I saw with Mabel again, I was standing on far above from where the post book, walking in the miraculous. I was standing far above. That was the time she called me and said, somebody was saying, let's go and pray for the person. And I had studied so much that I had gotten drunk. See, that is why I said, we must sit on these watching these messages. Soak. You know what? You soak the messages. When she called me, immediately she called me. I just put on my clothes. I said, let's go. I met her at Sprinter's Road more. Then we left. I had so much, you don't know. I had drank so much of in the miracle. I wanted to see miracles. When we went there, they said it was a child, a baby. And the child was dying. And had a tumor. And I carried the baby, laid my hands on the tumor. I said, die! 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 Drunk. It was the results that I had. When I was going, I was drunk. When the results came, I wasn't drunk. So I had the results. The next, about 3 days, the mother called and said that, oh, when they went to the hospital, the thing had left. Drunk. That day, I knew that if you get drunk, you've gotten drunk. You can't fake drunkenness. You can't fake it. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can. And what the woman was wanted to offer, you can ask it. She wanted to offer us money, brought money. She said, okay, then I'll take you outside the county. She said, a lot of things. Reggie Manuel, they were very rich. I'll do this, I'll do this. I said, that's not what, you don't know what I'm doing. I'm drunk. I came, I didn't come for things. Called me, your shoe size, wanted to do everything. That's when I got to know that the anointing. Where the anointing can take you to. No, nothing can take you there. Imagine I was just walking and I said, okay, then I want to travel. Okay, bring your, let's do passport. My sister would have left. Watching just conference. Left to watch just conference. Shout hallelujah. One day, I mean, myself was sick. My brother is here. We were at Thursday prayers. When they said that to Mami has been sick for 3 days and she's not doing anything, she's just lying down. I'm telling you, Obra was the one who brought her. We said, Obra, bring her. Obra brought her. When she was coming, she couldn't even climb the steps. We were holding her. But we were drunk. Oh, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, this conference will be very big. Very, very big. You'll be shocked. Some of you will just see us afar and say, ah, we know this man. when they carried her into the room, we said, oh, hold her, carry her. What did we do? Out. We said, sit down. Buy watch it for her. That was all. Shout hallelujah. See, when you are drunk, but now listen. Why he says he causes us to triumph? It's an empowerment by the Holy Ghost in you and through you. So that you are empowered, you are energized by the Holy Ghost who's inside you to walk over. There's a realm of walking over. See, that's why there's a realm of confession, there's a realm of walking over. That realm, there is spontaneous action. That I say that they can say that, oh, we don't want you in the workplace again. They will want you. They will do what? They will want you. You are not living a life where you are not just in Christ so that anything can happen, anything goes, then we go to heaven. No. Then it says, who causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us everywhere. Do you know what he's saying? We triumph in Christ Jesus and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us everywhere. The verse 15 says that we are what?
For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved.
Now see, it says we are unto God. We are unto God. Or we are to God. Sweet savor of Christ. We are to God. A sweet savor of Christ. We are to God. Do you know what he's saying we are? We are to God the savor of Christ. He says, We make manifest
the savor of his knowledge.
The savor of his knowledge in every place. We make manifest the savor. The savor means the fragrance. The fragrance of his knowledge is made known everywhere. We make that happen. Then he says, to God, we are the savor. To God, we are the fragrance. So it means that how do we manifest the savor of his knowledge? It is not by speaking. That's not what Paul was saying. By our appearance. Why? We are to God the fragrance of Christ. So when we show up, the scent of Christ has shown up. You know what the fragrance is? We are the scent. The church is the savor of Christ. The church is the fragrance of Christ. When any member of the body shows up, the fragrance of Christ has shown up. In other words, when a person shows up, Christ has shown up. The scent of Christ is seen. The scent of Christ is smelled. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you following? All of you use perfume here. When you use a perfume, when you spray a perfume into a room, there is the scent, there is the smell. When you spray the perfume and go and put the bottle down, and somebody comes inside, all of a sudden the person smells the fragrance of the perfume. Now he says that we are that fragrance. Instead of the bottle, which is Christ Jesus, the bottle is not there. But the fragrance, the scent is here. Then it says the scent of the perfume is the perfume. Why? Because when you enter a room and there's the scent of a perfume, you say, well, what perfume is this? He says the same thing to us. He says that we are the perfume, or we are the scent. We, of Christ. People smell Christ from us. Let's look, I'll continue. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shall we please be upstanding? Say, Christ is being formed in me.
Christ is being formed in me.
Say, Christ is being formed in me. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The more of the knowledge of Christ I have in my spirit,
the more of the knowledge of Christ I have in my spirit,
the more Christ forms in my spirit,
the more Christ forms in my spirit,
the more I act as Christ,
the more I act as Christ,
the more I live as Christ,
the more I talk as Christ.
I want us to just worship God.
Oh, Emra, meti aseyi, obiambowe meyi, wudi na ye, efese wusa ayeyi. Wose nasi wokonkon yami yeyi wudi na ye eyambara wose ayeyi wose nasi. Oh, come, come, I'm a G.A.Y.A. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we sing it again unto the Lord? Emra, yeti, I see ye. Odumankuma, yebe ye. Wuhudi na ye. Nami, emra, yeti, I see ye. Yebe shirawo, yebe ye. Wuhudi na ye. Every set wusa ayeyi wusa nasi wokonkon nyami yeyi wudi na ye ayambara wusa ayeyi wusa nasi oh kongron yomi yeyi wudi na ye wusa yeyi wusa nasi se wusa ahimu hini wudi o kongron yomi yeyi wa yeyi di anaji eyi na ye ayi na ye mumenyi na eyi evadia anaji wuma yeyi wa yo yeyi wa ye ohine yeyi
Of God and is profitable unto instruction in righteousness, not instruction in sin. We don't need to have knowledge about sin, we need to have knowledge about righteousness, but that is who we are.